New challenges. American society had benefited greatly from science and technology during the years after World War II. However, during the 1960s, people became increasingly aware of the effects of pollution on the environment. In the early 60s, Dr. Rachel Carson condemned the widespread use of chemicals in the environment in her controversial book, Silent Spring. Her 1963 testimony before Congress led to dramatic changes in the years ahead. The need to conserve and protect the environment became clearer to the American public. Public concern for environmental protection brought more changes to American agriculture. In 1967, USDA Secretary Orville Freeman reported that 186 million acres of land were secure in national forest and grassland programs, and 30,000 farmers were using part of their land for income-producing recreation. Farmers had an increased awareness of the need to preserve open spaces and watersheds, and to improve wildlife resources. By 1970, the environmental movement generated by Dr. Carson's book was in full swing. The federal government consolidated the functions of various agencies related to pollution and environmental monitoring and protection into one new agency. On December 2, 1970, the Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA, was established. This led to a host of federal environmental protection acts, which addressed the problems of pollution. Following the advice of four government committees looking into pesticide usage, the pesticide DDT was gradually phased out and then banned at the end of 1972. By that time, many insects had already become resistant to the chemical, and more effective control measures were being developed.